T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joey Porter Jr. at his pro day today over at Penn State. Do you believe, Chris, that that's who the Steelers are going to take with the 17th pick?
No, I actually don't think he'll be the 17th pick of the draft. I don't. I think it's not going to be because of lack of want to necessarily. I either think he's going to go earlier, somebody's going to fall in love with the traits and not care about like the he's too handsy, he's a penalty machine maybe, or he didn't have enough interceptions obviously at Penn State. Somebody's going to love the bloodlines and the pedigree just like we hear Mike Tomlin love so much. So it's either going to be that, or I actually do believe the other circumstance that would preclude them taking him is one of those tackles falls. One thing I don't believe is that Joey Porter Jr. is like the monolith on their draft board. Ah, we love him so much, we'll do anything to get him. I think they have all three of those tackles rated higher than him. So I think if Skronsky's not going to be there, and Paris Johnson probably won't be either. Probably Jones won't be either. But if one of those three's there, I think Joey Porter is not going to be their pick.
What if they're all gone?
If he's gone, I think he'll be gone too. That's the thing. I think one of those two circumstances, if not both, will happen. I get like a weird feeling. I think they might end up, if they take a corner, Witherspoon will still be there from Illinois, and they would take him.
I don't think they'll do that either, because they haven't been able to really get a good read on him. He didn't work out at his pro day. He didn't work out at the combine. All they have is the Illinois tape to go by. I don't think that that would be enough for them to risk
the
17th pick on him.
I think they would love the tape, though.
But he's small.
He's physical, though.
I don't think they'd do it.
So who do you think they're going to take Porter?
Unless they bring him into Pittsburgh on a visit and like make him come here and work out for them on the side, which I guess could still happen.
Knocks Mike Tomlin's socks off, loves the tape because he's so physical.
I think they would need an in-depth one-on-one interaction for them to sell.
What do you think they're going to do?
Do
you think Porter's
it?
Their guy?
No, I don't.
What's the reason? What's the main reason why?
I don't. I think that they're higher on the guys they already have at corner than we are. They kept Witherspoon. I thought for sure they were going to cut Witherspoon. I thought he was going to be gone. I thought they were going to take the cap savings there, the same way they took cap savings on Miles Jack. I thought they were going to take that to free up a spot. They didn't. I think that tells me they still feel like he can play. So they've got three outside corners right now. They've got Peterson, they've got Wallace, and they've got Witherspoon. Porter plays outside. He's probably too big to play inside. He's never done it.
He's
always
6'2".
Been. In fact, I know that he's never done it because when we had Steve Jones on, he said, the great voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions, he said when Marvin Harrison Jr. lined up inside in that Ohio State-Penn State game,
he didn't follow him.
He stayed outside. And that's where Harrison did most of his damage in that game. So Mollett's still going to be on the team. That's four corners. They re-signed Witherspoon last offseason to be a starting corner. They signed Peterson to be a starting corner. They signed Wallace to be a starting corner. Now, maybe Omar Khan has a different opinion on those guys, but I would think with defensive backs, that's Tomlin's bread and butter, that he would have ample say in that. So I think that they'll draft a corner, but I've just thought less and less as this process has gone on that it's going to be Porter. Tomlin wasn't there today. Khan wasn't there today.
Well, that should be the dead giveaway for you. That's your golden rule being violated. Even though it's a local guy that they would say they know better and therefore they don't need to go see, that's still your golden rule.
And if that was a one-off, if they had gone out and scouted Christian Gonzalez and talked with Witherspoon, even though he didn't work out but still wanted to have dinner with him like they did with those big Ohio State fatsos, if they had done that with them and then they just skipped Porter, I would say, all right, well, they've already have their homework done on him. They're fine. I just don't think that they – I think they feel like they're better off at corner with the Petersons move.
More likely they take Lucas Van Ness or Joey Porter Jr.
I think Lucas Van Ness at this point.
Okay, I'll even give you one extra one. More likely they would take Kalijah Kancey or Joey Porter Jr. Because the thing with Kancey, who has been mocked to them by, I think Kabali did it, is he doesn't fit their prototype, but it might be a – the production was so there – He's poor man's Aaron Donald, which would still be a pretty damn good football player, that they wouldn't pass it up.
I think it's probably Kancey, but I would be stunned if they took Pitt players in back-to-back years. Just because I think Tomlin, and more so Khan, I think that they would want to, like, I think they would not want to get the reputation
that you're
just taking guys
backyard.
From their backyard. Yeah. Like, because it would make it seem like or look like they weren't doing
their diligence.
Yeah, like they weren't doing
a full-scale
search for players.
Frankly, taking a Penn State player would have the same impact, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I know
right.
It's not their backyard, but it's still, you're taking Joey Porter's kid because you've known him for his entire life. I mean, and also to the point that they didn't show up at his pro day, I know that's still a 2-hour and 20-minute drive compared to literally walking across the parking lot or whatever to go see Kenny Pickett's pro day, but they did go to that.
What better things did Khan and Tomlin have to do today? I guess Tomlin's part of the competition committee that's meeting at these owner meetings. How about the GM?
Who else's pro days were out there? What other schools had them today? I didn't even see if
Penn State was
one.
The biggest one. Mike McDaniel was there, and the GM of the Bears were there. So if they thought it was that important, I think Tomlin would have been there. Or Khan. Maybe not both. You know, that guy Josh Kearney, that you told me about, who's your editor over at the Beaver County Times, who's
yes.
a Steelers nut. He tweeted out, well, it's not the end-all, be-all if they're not at these pro days, and said, hey, they skipped Christian Gonzalez's at Oregon, but they don't usually go out west. They went out west for DeCastro. Colbert was at Stanford that day.
Yep.
So they went to Iowa to watch Van Ness. So if they went to Liberty to watch Willis.
Well, Liberty's not west.
No, but I mean, like, they did things that are unusual to get as much information on a draftable first-round talent
I mean,
as possible.
I ultimately agree with you. I just don't think they're going to take him. I think it's going to be this year's Willis, where everybody wanted to connect those dots, including us, partly because we were like doing the doom and gloom and hoping we were wrong, and then it's going to not be the case. Like, I also think that they probably, you know what you say, they view their corners more favorably than we do. I think they also probably view edge rusher as an even, like, as a priority probably a year before everyone on the outside would view it as such, right? Like, you would say wait this year, and then if you know Highsmith's going to get big money and he's going to be gone, draft his replacement next year and hope he can just get up to speed quickly, right? They probably view that position, because it's so identifiable with them, as we've got to always be an extra step ahead of the curve there.
Donnie, do you think that the Steelers will draft Joey Porter Jr.?
I still have it in the back of my mind that he's going to be heavily considered, but it is starting to show a little bit more that maybe they aren't. Maybe the obvious pick for them that a lot of people have linked to them because of the family connection, maybe it's not going to happen. I mean, I do believe in the whole pro day thing. I know that there's been an outlier here and there, and they could say that they're familiar with
not
the guy.
Lately.
But right. But last year, it's not like they skipped the Pitt pro day to go to another one, and that one was right next door.
No, Colbert was all over it, and Tomlin was almost acting or trying too hard. It was the worst acting job I've seen
since
Jerry Connelly in a movie.
Well, to be fair, you really did think he was disinterested back then, so he really had you fooled.
True.
But they just had to walk across the parking lot, but they were there. Like, the other thing about not going to Penn State's is that it – Penn State fans should love me saying this. That's usually a school that's going to pump out a fair amount of talent in any given draft. I know Pitt does it too, relative to what maybe people would expect. But like,
of course they do. They put guys in the Hall of Fame.
I know, but what I'm saying more is here. Like, we know he loves Georgia, Ohio State, and Alabama's pro days. The three like powerhouse programs.
And usually Clemson and Penn State get lumped in
like,
there somewhere too.
They get lumped into that at worst next tier down. To not go to Penn State suggests to me that it's more than just you felt like you maybe had your homework done on Porter already. It's you didn't even think there was anything else up there worth going to.
All right, next round of questions on Joey Porter. Finish this sentence for me. And we'll ask our listeners to do the same thing in a minute. If the Steelers draft Joey Porter Jr. with the 17th pick, Chris Muller's reaction will be blank.
Concerned. I'll be concerned that they did get seduced by their own familiarity with him. I will be concerned that a guy who didn't have many interceptions for a defense that seems to value splashiness now, at least, because they just let Terrell Edmonds walk, partly because he couldn't make enough plays for them, got a guy that wasn't picking people off in college. I will also be concerned that the man could end up a walking penalty in the NFL because he is so physical. And the other part of that concern stems from that same physicality. I think really good NFL receivers are still very different than really good college receivers. And I think really good NFL receivers know how to clown you when you try to get overly physical with them, at least in your early year or two in the league. I will be concerned. Oh, and by the way, the overarching thing that would apply to Joey Porter Jr. and any corner they would draft, even Christian Gonzalez, would be they don't draft corners well. Artie Burns, Senquez Golson, Justin Lane, all top three round picks. Things of that nature, Pony. My God, we talk about Cam Sutton like he's the second coming of Rod Woodson because he's actually a cornerback that they drafted that worked out.
All right, Donnie, finish the sentence for me. If the Steelers take Joey Porter Jr. with the 17th pick, Donnie Football's reaction will be?
I'll tell you what it won't be, and that word is incrinculant. It would be not surprised.
A combination of excited and incredible? Is that what incrinculant is?
Yeah, and I said it would
what
not
is it
be
again?
That.
Would not be that. So invent a word that is the opposite of Starkey's invented word.
Sure.
All right, I'll do it, Chris. Start it for me, and I'll finish it.
If the Steelers draft Joey Porter Jr. with the 17th pick, Andrew Filippone will be
annoyed. That's my word. NFL.com description. This is a scouting report on Joey Porter Jr. Sluggish change of direction. There is work to be done to improve tackle consistency in the run game. That doesn't sound good. Scheme limitations. AFC Scout told the NFL's website, quote, he can't change direction.
Doesn't NFL like Derek Zoolander, he can't turn left?
NFL.com projection. Will become a good starter within 2 years. Good. We just did this when we talked about Terrell Edmonds leaving. That's the best. Good. Solid. We've set the bar so low with Steelers corners that I think fans would probably take that. But that's the best case scenario for Joey Porter.
Solid.
That he gets himself the good or solid. We just talked another thing about Edmonds. Never created any turnovers. Guy had one interception in 3 years. Where are the big plays?
I think the argument might be, oh, he didn't get thrown at a ton, but he still got thrown at enough. Just, yeah, where are the hands for the football? I think Donnie wins the battle there for best fill in the blank with one word because he chose a bunch. And he just wrote not incrinculant.
If Joey Porter Jr.'s pro day was today. If the Steelers take Joey Porter Jr. with pick 17, your reaction will be blank. Finish that sentence for us on a Friday. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. If the Steelers take Joey Porter Jr. in the first round, you driving around right now, getting ready to start your weekend, your reaction will be what? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.